With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Israeli military is warning people to evacuate cities and other communities in southern Lebanon. The U.S. is organizing flights out of Lebanon to help evacuate Americans there. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. is trying to make leaving Lebanon affordable.
The most that any American will pay for a seat on those flights is $283. And if they can't afford $283, if they don't have $283, we will provide them a loan from the U.S. government for the cost of that ticket on board one of the flights that we have organized. So we would urge any American citizen who wants to leave to take the advice that we are offering to register with our website, and we will reach out to them about flights that are available and work with them to try to get them on a flight they can afford.
So far, around 250 Americans and their family members have gotten out of Lebanon this week on two flights organized by the U.S. Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump campaigns in the battleground state of Michigan, saying he will reverse the policies of the Biden-Harris administration if he's elected.
We have a plan to fix it, and we're going to fix it very fast. It's going to go very quickly. Can you imagine what she's doing to our country on the borders, though? Can you imagine? With everything else is bad, but can you imagine what they're doing on the border? Why? Why are they doing it there? Killing our country. We can soon have soaring incomes, skyrocketing wealth, millions and millions of new jobs, and a booming middle class.
A famous set of murder convictions from 1996 are being reviewed by Los Angeles prosecutors. Eric and Lyle Menendez were convicted of killing their parents in a 1989 shooting. Thursday, L.A. County D.A. George Gascon said he's reviewing the case. This after a new witness came forward saying that the father molested him as a child. The brothers unsuccessfully argued they killed their parents in self-defense after years of abuse. This is SRN News. A new poll asked evangelical Christians about voting.
According to Lifeway Research, 81% of self-identified evangelicals agree with the statement, "I seek to make voting decisions by applying biblical truth to the issues and the candidates." And does God care who or what you vote for? 64% say yes. God does care what they do with their vote and whether they vote at all. As for the question of influencing American culture in general, the vast majority of poll respondents say they do believe it's part of their responsibility as Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three parents and a grandparent say their rights were violated when they were barred from a New Hampshire school's grounds for wearing wristbands in protest of a boy playing in a girls' soccer game. The lawsuit follows a September 17th match at Bow High School against Plymouth Regional High. The plaintiffs say they were forced to take off the wristbands to prevent Bow from forfeiting the game. This is SRN News. Florida Senator Rick Scott has a commanding lead against the Democrat, hoping to flip his Senate seat in November. Bob Agnew has more.
A poll by Napolitan News Service shows Senator Scott with a six-point lead over Representative Debbie Mercosell Powell. Scott has accused his opponent of trying to portray herself as moderate, despite what he says has been an extreme leftist voting record during her time in the House. The same survey shows former President Trump leading Kamala Harris by 2 points, 50% to 48% among Florida voters. Bob Agner reporting.
A federal judge in Missouri put a temporary hold on President Biden's latest student loan cancellation plan, slamming the door on the hope that it would move forward after another judge allowed a pause to expire. As it appeared, the Biden administration would have a window to push it forward. U.S. District Judge Matthew Shelp of Missouri quickly granted an injunction blocking any widespread cancellation. More details at SRNnews.com.